One, two, three, four.
Song Salad
with Shannon and Scott.
Welcome to Song Salad with Shannon and Scott.
I'm Shannon.
And I'm Scott.
And together,
we're really happy you're joining us today for Song Salad.
Thanks, guys.
Hey.
Hey.
I want to thank our friend Chelsea for sharing our latest episode on Facebook in a post to her fellow opera singer friends. So thank you for spreading the word about our new opera,
The History of Edwin Averett.
Yeah.
Yes. Thank you. And another shout out to Kayla Wassel, who did our awesome cover art. You can find her work at Kayla Wassel, KAYLAWASIL.com.
And you can find her on Twitter at Kayla M. Wassel.
Yes.
What's Song Salad?
Song Salad is a song that we write about a random topic from Wikipedia in a random genre from moodfuse.com.
I'm glad you remembered.
I did. It took me a second.
Yeah.
It's been a long time since we recorded.
Yeah, because last week we actually planned ahead.
Yeah.
Instead of waiting to the last minute.
Yes, because we were gone. We were traveling.
Yes. Thank you for bearing with us submitting? Uploading?
What? Uploading?
Releasing?
Releasing.
A little bit late last week.
We appreciate it.
How about we just jump in?
Yeah, let's jump in.
Go to moodfuse.com and spit the salad spinner for America.
All right. You're a grand old flag, you're a high-flying flag, and forever in peace may you wave. And remember,
hey, cabaret?
Cabaret!
All right, let's see if we can work with this.
I mean, is that, like, really a genre, or is it just, like, a milieu?
Let's find out. So cabaret is a form of entertainment featuring music, song, dance, recitation, or drama.
It is mainly distinguished by the performance venue, which might be a pub, a restaurant, or a nightclub with a stage for performances.
The audience, often dining and drinking, does not typically dance, but usually sits at tables. Performances are usually introduced by a master of ceremonies, or MC, sometimes spelled E-M-C-E-E in the U.S.
Yes.
The entertainment, as done by an ensemble of actors and according to its European origins, is often, but not always, oriented towards adult audiences and a clearly underground nature. In the United States, striptease, burlesque, drag shows, or a solo vocalist with a pianist, as well as the venues which house such events, are often advertised as cabarets.
Cool.
You could write a fun burlesque song.
Yeah, I'm thinking like Mein Herr or like something like Don't Tell Mama.
Exactly.
Like things like
a
that.
Very like kind of double entendre, tongue in cheek.
Yeah.
Type
yeah,
song.
Yeah. Exactly.
Cool. That's fun.
Yeah, that is fun. And
there are
a bunch of different. The Wikipedia article lists a bunch of different countries where I guess cabaret was either popular or got started. So.
And it seems like they're broken up into what year cabarets really started in those countries.
Mm-hmm.
So it's interesting that it seems like France was the earliest, you know, emergence of the cabaret.
Interesting.
And then it moved to the Dutch, and then the Germans, the Polish, the Americans, the British, and then finally the Swedish, who only caught on in the 1970s.
Late to the game, Swedes.
Ooh, the cabaret.
Is that a Swedish accent?
So I think a good place for us to focus on musically is the world of Kurt Weill, who kind of established this cabaret song as theater tradition.
Mm-hmm.
And he's got a lot of really famous songs that are basically what today we would call story songs.
Yes.
And they have like kind of long, elaborate intros with like clever rhymes and fun setups and jokes that then go into very catchy, repetitive choruses that can be modified, you know, with further jokes and double entendres.
For example,
Surabaya Johnny, The Saga of Jenny, Speak Low, and our example, which is Mac the Knife. So you're probably familiar with the jazzy up-tempo version of Mack the Knife that, like, Frank Sinatra, Bobby Darin, Ella Fitzgerald, they all recorded. But the original was from a Kurt Weill opera, quote-unquote, called the Threepenny Opera. And here's, you know, a representation of it in its original form, even though it was originally in German and this is in English. Check it out.
The shark has teeth like razors. All can read his open face. And Mackie has got a knife, but not in such an obvious place. See the shark how.
One of the aspects of cabaret that we haven't really touched on yet is that they often include an element of political.
Surprise! No? Is that
nope.
What you're going to say?
That was not what I was going to say. Political commentary.
Ah.
Or satire.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
To have a sense of humor about current events.
Right.
Often also poking fun at the wealthy.
Mm-hmm.
And the history of cabaret, like we said, it started in France. And it was, there were these café chantant, I think is what they were, or chantant café. Yeah, café chantant.
Does that mean like café of singing?
Yeah, basically. And more or less, they would just have people playing and singing in the café. And people would get drunk and sing along. And then that morphed into having café chantant or cabaret spaces that catered to more specific interests. Mm-hmm. So either like all comedy or ones that focus on very macabre themes or ones that focused on erotic themes or pornographic things and
gotcha. That
kind of thing. So it kind of spread out from there.
Cool.
American cabaret featured a lot of influence from jazz, which mm-hmm. makes sense. And some famous cabaret vocalists you will definitely be familiar with, like Nina Simone and Eartha Kitt. Even Bette Midler is mm-hmm. considered like a cabaret performer.
Cool.
And cabaret flourished in the Roaring Twenties in speakeasies and steakhouses because of prohibition and getting alcohol in places like that.
Yep.
So hopefully we get a topic that will actually allow us to write an interesting cabaret song.
I hope so.
Yeah.
I also just wanted to talk about Kurt Weill a little bit. So he was a German composer, and he was mostly active in like the late 1920s through the 1940s. And he was a U.S. citizen starting in 1943, so he did a lot of his work here. And he mostly worked with Bertolt Brecht. And do you want to explain what being Brechtian is?
Brechtian, and I will look it up to just, like, make sure I'm, like, actually being accurate with it.
Okay.
But Bertolt Brecht was a dramatist and writer, and
picture.
I know his picture.
The two of them.
His picture on Wikipedia. Yeah, these two guys look like, they look like if the Three Stooges were just dads. It's like,
they really do.
What their pictures look like together. It's really crazy. He was a dramatist and a writer. And one of his big things was this idea of alienation in theater and in presenting dramatic works in a style that was very representational and sort of overblown and put on to remove the audience from any kind of like emotional engagement in the narrative so that they would understand that they were watching a play, that this was not real life,
mm-hmm.
and that they could make more objective determinations about what they were seeing.
Hmm. And Weill working with him was a good fit because Weill thought that music and lyrics should have a socially useful purpose.
Yeah.
And that fit into the idea of satire and making people think and observe and reflect.
So one of the things you'll hear associated with Brecht is epic theater, which is exploring theater as a form for political commentary, which
right.
plays into cabaret. And so being critical of aesthetics and also trying to spur intellectual dialogue about things.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, let's see what we're going to spur an intellectual dialogue about today, shall we?
All right, let's do it.
All right, let's spin the patriotic salad spinner.
There and are I'd gladly no cats stand in America. Up
next to you and defend it.
Potting On is a radio sitcom broadcast on the BBC Radio 4. It stars poet and author Pam Eyers and veteran comedy actor Jeffrey Whitehead as an aging couple running a garden center with the help of various oddball employees. The supporting cast includes Trevor Bannister, Alex Tregear, and Carl Theobald. The show is written by Chris Thompson and Peter Reynolds.
Is this current?
Yeah, since February 2008. So it's like new-ish.
But it says there's only been 6 episodes.
Oh, really?
One series, 6 episodes. So I don't know.
Pam and Gordon are a long married couple. Gordon's a creature of habit, while Pam wants to break out of her humdrum routine.
Oh, Pam.
Classic Pam. The humor revolves around her efforts to persuade him to try something new or at least stop holding her back. For instance, for their annual holiday, Gordon is content to return to their caravan, which has been parked for years in Swanage, while she tries to organize a trip to some exotic overseas locations, or at least somewhere other than Swanage. Classic. Jeffrey Whitehead's role is to set up situations into which Pam delivers punchlines in her distinctive brogue. For example, in an episode where Gordon becomes obsessed by an Indiana Jones-style computer game and stays up till the early hours of the morning, there is the following exchange.
Wait, I'll be Gordon, you be Pam.
Okay.
And you use your best brogue.
Oh, God.
All right, Gordon says, I'm trying to find the hidden treasures of Nefertiti.
Well.
Oh.
Well, come to bed then. I'll make sure you get your hands on them.
Oh, that's dirty.
Oh, boy.
Very fitting for our raunchy cabaret song, actually.
It is very
actually.
Fitting. Okay.
Although maybe in the accent it's Nefertiti.
Nefertiti. Ah.
I'll make sure you get your hands on them.
Yeah, that's probably right. So the cast is Pam and Gordon, Carol the cashier, assistant and modern girl about town, Dave, dim but well-meaning dog's body.
What's a dog's body?
I think it's just like a do-everything kind of guy. And then Roy the gardener, a classic bumpkin.
We need to find this radio yes. show to listen to.
Yes, 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 we do.
Here we go.
Yeah.
So we weren't able to find full episodes of Potting On online, but we did find a little like preview clip from Amazon in case you wanted to buy a CD version of it. They played a little bit of a chunk of an episode. So here's a little joke from Potting On between Gordon and Pam.
Do you remember when we were caught in? I used to drag you off to see a different band every week.
I remember all right. I never really wanted to go. What a racket. Every Saturday, some hirsute bloke up there on the stage with his legs 3 feet apart. And then the bass guitar used to set my sinuses off.
Rubbish. You always used to say that just because you didn't want to take me to Wembley to see Bruce Springsteen.
I bet he doesn't have to settle for thin-cut marmalade.
It wasn't his marmalade I was interested in.
Well, I don't know what you see in him. Funny-looking chap, if you ask me.
What, Bruce? Yeah. Oh, he's got it, Gordon. He's got it with a vengeance. That black T-shirt with the sleeves ripped off, them pulsating biceps, those black jeans. Oh, my God, you could see every ridge. I love a man with a 7-pack.
You mean a 6-pack?
I know how many bulges he had, Gordon.
Don't be crude.
Well, look at you in your corduroys. At least when you look at Bruce's trousers, you can tell which way he's facing.
funnier than I would have thought.
I know.
For a show about two old people who run a garden center.
Well, there was nothing about a garden center in that clip anyway.
No, that's
but,
true.
You know, they had a 6-episode run starting in 2008. Doesn't say it's canceled.
It does not say it's canceled.
So maybe there's more potting on to come.
It's just they have a really, really long pre-pro schedule.
Years of
it
development.
Takes so long to write jokes about your front butt and your back butt.
Golden's front butt.
Yeah.
All right. So what's our plan?
Okay. So I think that it makes the most sense since this does incorporate a crude sense of humor with some like double entendres and stuff.
Uh-huh.
I think it makes the most sense to do a song from Pam's perspective, like wanting to get out there in the world and like bemoaning getting older and what that means.
Sure.
So like, woe is me, I'm getting old, but then funny things about that. And then maybe having Gordon interject at certain points or have his own little like,
sure.
verse or two.
Okay.
Or maybe, I don't know, this is more like vaudevillian, but like if uh-huh. they did like
a little like
straight man,
forth.
Funny man act,
yeah.
which is like what they basically are doing here.
Yeah. I mean, that still fits into the umbrella of cabaret
it
music,
does.
I think. So
yeah.
I think we should go with the back and forth idea.
Okay.
And just write some fun jokes.
All right. That sounds good.
Cool.
I'll do my best.
So what we're thinking for this song is that the traditional Kurt Vile kind of dark story song is not going to work.
No.
But it would be more fun to do a quasi-vaudevillian number.
Yeah.
And that would just be basically a very simple song that is all about the jokes and the punchlines. And, you know, we can still be a little bit raunchy if we want, just because it's cabaret.
Yeah.
And that seems to be the style of potting on. So I'm going to use just piano, drums, and sound effects. sound effects being like those kind of like cartoon accents of like that timpani going like boom and like cymbal hits and whistles and stuff to like accent the jokes and make it sound very like, you know, classic campy vaudeville.
Sweet.
Yeah.
So I've written a short scene.
Okay.
Between Pam and Gordon that leads into the song.
Great.
And it's about, true to their characters, I don't know, like, this obviously isn't, like, the best expression of their characters, but
sure.
Pam wants to go do something fun,
uh-huh.
and Gordon is resistant to it, and ends up singing a song about how he's not as boring as she thinks he is,
okay.
but all of his examples lead to a punchline of her underscoring how boring it actually is.
Gotcha.
So, do you want to, like, read this with
me? Yeah, let's read it.
Okay. Are you guys ready for our British accent?
It's going to be awesome. Channeling my college days of me and my girl.
I know.
With my
like,
Cockney accent.
Sally Bowles, Sally Bowles, Sally Bowles, Sally Bowles. Just as a note, the phrase skive or skive off.
Skive, not skiv.
I don't think it's skiv. Apparently means to play hooky in British English.
Good to know.
Because hooky is not an idiom in British English.
It probably means something horrible.
It probably does mean something horrible. All right, so Pam says, "Oi, Gordon, what do you say we have a good skive and head to the shore?"
"What do you want a skive off for anyway? It's the best day of the week."
"Is it?
We've got a big shipment of topsoil coming in."
Laughter, laughter, laughter.
Uh-huh.
"Gordon, you have lost the zest."
"The what?"
The zest for life."
"If there's one thing I've got in spades, it's zest."
"You don't say."
"I do." And then that's the song right after that?
Yep.
Okay, cool. So the lyrics of the song are, you want to just like say them?
Sure. "I resent your gross assertion that I haven't got the zest, when in fact I'm quite an expert in the zeal. Why, just last week we ate at the new fancy place downtown," and Pam says, "and you brought your heartburn tablets to the meal. And to further make my point, my dear, I beg you to recall, last Thursday I came in 2 hours late. Would you call that the action of someone with no zest?" And Pam says, "Gordon, you were at the doctor, not a date."
Gordon says, "So I haven't got the zest?"
"You most certainly have not, and you might be rubbing off on me as well. When life gives you all lemons, least you can do is zest them and have fun before it all goes to hell." And then they both say, it's all gone to hell.
Great. So I think Gordon is mostly going to, like you said, Rex Harrison his way through this and just kind of speak in rhythm. And then Pam will, like, button every section with a sung line. And then the very end, the It's All Gone to Hell will be sung together, too.
Great.
It's going to be very campy and upbeat.
I love it.
Let's
do it.
Well, we should talk about a title.
Haven't Got the Zest?
Haven't Got the Zest from the vaudeville show Potting On.
By Shannon and Scott.
Oi, Gordon, what do you say we've a good skive and head to the shore?
What do you want to skive off for anyway? It's the best day of the week.
Is it?
We've got a big shipment of topsoil coming in.
Gordon, you have lost the zest.
The what?
The zest for life.
If there's one thing I've got in spades, it's zest.
You don't say.
I do.
I resent your gross assertion that I haven't got the zest, when in fact I'm quite an expert in the zeal. Why, just last week we ate at that new fancy place downtown.
And you brought your hot bun tablets to the meal?
And to further make my point, my dear, I beg you to recall, last Thursday I came in 2 hours late. Would you call that the action of someone with no zest?
Gordon, you were at the doctor, not a date.
So I haven't got the zest.
You most certainly have not, and you might be rubbing off on me as well. When life gives you all lemons, least you can do is zest them and have some fun before it goes to hell.
It's all gone to hell.
It's all gone to hell. My lack of zest is all because of you. It's all gone to hell, and you can go as well. Give my best regards to Satan when you do.
Blimey!
Oh... What an adorable little fart at the end of that song.
You know, we're all just potting on, aren't we?
Potting on. Potting on. That song is now canon to Potting On.
Mm-hmm. I think whenever they do release their next season, that needs to be part of the episode.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there should be a musical episode of Potting On.
Okay, we're going to tweet this at them.
Uh-huh.
If they have a Twitter, which we have not verified.
Was Twitter around in 2008?
Yeah. Well, maybe. Was Twitter founded in 2008? I think that might actually be true.
Could not tell you.
But yeah, we'll tweet it at them. And then if they don't sue us, they will definitely hire us to write their musical episode.
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you for listening to Song Salad.
As always.
Please find us on SoundCloud, iTunes, and Twitter. We are at Song Salad Cast. We are songsaladpodcast@gmail.com if you want to email us. We haven't really talked about that much, but...
I don't know why you would want to email us?
To hire us for jobs.
To
ask us to
episodes.
Advertise your product for you.
Oh, yeah.
And pay us in return. Please.
How much do we charge for advertisements?
You know, sliding scale of $5,000 to $10,000.
Sliding scale. Twitter was founded in 2006.
Oh, okay. Okay. We were close.
Yeah. Not bad.
Until next week. I don't know. Should we say anything else?
Oh, I got engaged.
Yay!
yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you. That's news. You were there.
I know.
Yeah, that's all.
And nothing else has changed.
No, I'm happy. It was fun.
Was. Listen to her.
Already old and jaded. So now we're both getting married.
Oh my God, and not to each other.
I know, crazy. Podcasts do not fiancés make.
You know what would be hilarious, though?
What?
An episode of Song Salad recorded by Josh and Megan.
Oh my God. Can we please get our fiancés to do it?
It's got to happen.
It'll happen.
Some April Fool's Day.
Yes. So there's switcheroo episode where I write the music, you write the lyrics.
Yep.
Switcheroo episode where Josh and Megan.
All fiancé edition.
All fiancé. That would be
Song
so
salad,
good.
Oops, all fiancés.
Oops, all That would be awesome. They could really do it, though.
They could really do
it. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We believe in you guys.
Yeah, Josh could do the music. Megan could do the lyrics.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
Okay. This will happen. as long as you convince them to do it.
Until next week.
I'm Shannon.
And I'm Scott.
And together,
we're
Shannon and Scott.
And we live in a pot. Potting, one, potting, two, potting, three, potting all. Four.